Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets.
It's all about the Badgers.
Go Badgers!
Go Badgers!
Go Badgers!
Games like this is what really separates college football from everything else.
Open up the history books. Here comes Rondé.
That was J.J. Watt, and what a story this young man is.
Guarded again. What a performance by Melvin Gordon.
And the pass rush gets home for the Badgers.
Camp Randall lets it roar.
This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Counting it down to Wisconsin and number two, Indiana in Bloomington. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz, Brad Nortman in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. The Badgers fresh off a win for the first time in 4 years against a top 25 opponent last weekend, defeating 23rd ranked Washington. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day presented by Coors Light. We needed you to refresh on game day. Choose a beer as cold as the Rockies. Cold filtered, cold lagered, cold packaged for peak refreshment. When the mountains are blue, you know what to do. That's crush a Coors Light. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. A lot of great conversation through the first hour plus of the show here, comparing Wisconsin and Indiana. We made our game predictions a little earlier. Remember, you can catch up on the ESPN Wisconsin app or on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels. Make sure you hit that subscribe button while you're there as well so you can comment along with us. And also, you get notified every time we go live, including for our post-game show with Riley Auk and Corey Sparks this afternoon after the final whistle. That also means we had a lot of great conversations, so we're kind of behind, so I'm going to keep us moving here, and we're going to go to the best of Barry Alvarez this week.
Let's hear what the coach had to say.
Why did they do that? Because it makes sense. If you got a half a yard, you start a yard over. You start closer. You don't have to run 5 yards. I'd run that clock. That game would be over. We'd be home having cocktails at 3:30.
This is the best of Barry.
Don't be so touchy.
On ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Some good stuff from Barry Alvarez this week on the Barry Alvarez Show on ESPN Madison, which you can find the full episode on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel and on the ESPN Wisconsin app. First clip here. This is the one that has seen some traction on the social media platforms in the last 48 hours. Barry Alvarez talking about Wisconsin turning things around after that win against Washington, and there is a word he very clearly does not want associated with the University of Wisconsin football team. Have a listen.
This is not a program that you have to turn around. This is not a rebuild program. This is a program that has won, has been winning. Turning around a program is a program that's down and out, that's been losing, and turning it around to win. This is a program that is used to winning and going to bowl games. A year ago, we had set a record for consecutive bowl games. So this is not a complete turnaround. This is just getting things right. And I think Luke's the right guy. I'd like to hear an emphasis more on in-state kids. I said that a week ago. The players, the best players in our state, are as good as anyone in the country. You know, there aren't as many as there are in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Jersey and some of the other places. But you're going to have 6 or 7 every year that can play any place in the country. They have to come to Wisconsin. And then there are some others that you develop into really good players. To me, that's how we build our program. You know, I had a formula. I'm not saying Luke has to use that formula, but I know that one worked, and it started with the in-state kids. And then Luke and his staff, they have relationships outside. You have to use those relationships to go out and then fill the holes. So, this is not a rebuild.
Very emphatic. This is not a rebuild taking place at Wisconsin. It's a team that has won, a program that has won, and it just needs to get a little more back on track. Brad Norman, he kind of stole your take on in-state recruits that went pretty viral a couple of weeks ago. You want to
Yeah, you're welcome, everyone. Yeah, you're welcome for bringing that truth to the surface and kind of kicking everybody's gear to focus on that again. You know, this reminds me of an analogy, boys.
One per hour.
From a personal finance standpoint, a rebuild is like you're broke, right? You got no money to withdraw. Indiana is a team that was broke, right? They've had no history. They've had no ability. They're starting with no money, and you got to turn it around. I agree with Coach Alvarez in that this is not a rebuild. Wisconsin has made deposits over the last 35 years to where you have had success, you've been able to build a brand, you build a following, and you've built respect, right? Mm-hmm. To where in the same way, you've been depositing money over and over and over and over again. Now, when you are struggling, it's like you're withdrawing from that account, right? And Wisconsin's been withdrawing, right? You can't keep withdrawing forever or else you're going to be broke like that rebuild, but they're not there yet, right? I mean, still in the recent, not super recent, but semi-recent memory, you can think of this team being ranked. You can think of this team being in the Rose Bowl in like 2019. So there is enough positivity around this program to where you haven't withdrawn all your funds yet. Now, that will happen at some point, right? And that point is coming in the near future. But no, you're not a annual perennial doormat team in everybody's memory, right? So I agree with that. This is not a rebuild. It's not there yet. If you do this for another 3 years, you are 100% a rebuild, but they're not there yet.
Yeah, you know, reputations are hard to build, and they stay around sometimes longer than they should, obviously. This program, I agree with it. I agree with this is not a rebuild. You do have to, like, keep that in mind. But Luke Fickell came in and gave it an extreme makeover. So, like, maybe the rebuild wasn't necessary.
Which we all wanted at the time, by the way.
I'm not even getting into that part of it, but he kind of took it down to the studs. So, like, whether it needed it or not, you know, like, or to the degree that you did it, I still feel like that first year was an enormous missed opportunity because he had the long game in mind and he had his plan in place. It didn't work out well, and it set him on this path. I do think that, especially in this era of NIL, portal transfer, everything like that, that you can rebuild or make, you know, I'm not going to use the rebuild word. You can change the entire complexion of your roster overnight. You can get that missing piece that you weren't able to obtain through long, hard, difficult recruiting processes and periods. So I do think it is easier to fix what was wrong. But, there's some work to be done here. There's still a lot of work to be done, whether you're going to call it a rebuild or whatever else.
But in fairness, we feel better about it this week than we did at any other point this season because we're seeing that young potential with the defensive players, with the quarterback from last week, Carter Smith, who's starting again today. Like, we feel better that there's this foundation, and now you can start to say, okay, how do we build around that if that's going to be the identity of this team into next season? Or
you're
skeptical.
So last week was a perfect storm.
Literally.
Literally was a perfect storm in Camp Randall. And for people to build that as a foundation makes me very nervous. What does this team do the rest of the year? Are they able to stack some success and at least look respectable? Yes, that's the first time they've looked like a real football team in a long time. I don't want to get too giddy about it. I think it should be appreciated and celebrated, but that doesn't change the dynamic of everything that's fallen apart around here the last 3 years.
Yeah, I want to see how the rest of the year goes. And yes, like, we are looking for positives because we haven't had positives to look for in a very long time, right? And I think the thing that makes it so hard is, like, to kind of circle back to my analogy, when Coach Fickell came, like, overtook this, he was promising championships. Yeah. He was promising, we're going to be rich. We're all going to be rich. And now look at us. We're just depleting our bank account, and we are left wondering, how are we possibly going to do this? And the next couple months are going to be critical. Yes, you've got some players that can play on your roster, right? There's probably a good 6 to 8 guys that you're like, it's critical that we keep them, bring them back for 2026. But you got a high school recruiting class coming in that's going to sign in December, and you've got the transfer portal for 2 weeks in January. That is your ability to remake this roster and then hopefully develop guys that stick around. That's not a lot of time to become competitive, because that is even what Max said in his sit-down, was saying, we want to get back to being competitive football. Not championship Big Ten, but competitive, and him acknowledging that is an admittance that this team's not even competitive.
The Best of Barry Alvarez. You can find the full episode of the Barry Alvarez Show available on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel and on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Yes, there was some talk of the win over Washington and looking ahead to this game against Indiana, but I think a lot of what we focused on the show on Thursday evening was actually stuff that is still going to be pertinent after today's game, tomorrow, and up until the next episode of the Barry Alvarez Show, which is Monday night at 6 o'clock on ESPN Madison. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day brought to you in part by Metro Ford of Madison. Madison's trusted Ford dealer, whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, Metro Ford is the place to go. Visit Metro Ford of Madison on the east side today, or go to their website, metrofordofmadison.com, to see this month's specials and browse their inventory. Scani says is a great, wonderful game. We didn't play it at the tailgate last week because, gosh darn, Melvin Gordon showed up. And we're like, all right, yeah, I guess fine. Yeah. We'll talk to Melvin Gordon, I guess. And it was awesome. But we didn't play. And now we're here in the studio. So you know what that means. We are the contestants for Scani Says. That hasn't happened many times this year. Riley Yauch has a category for us to try and navigate. We win free Pizza Hut if we get them all right. We're going to do that next. Countdown to kickoff continues. Wisconsin at number 2, Indiana on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Is this still Rocky IV?
Yep.
Riley.
This is when he's beating Drago.
We're on to instrumentals.
Yeah. Well, we still have, I mean, we can do Living in America if you want.
Yeah.
But that's before Apollo Creed dies.
Oh, so we're playing this chronologically. Yeah,
save that one for the last segment.
Yeah.
ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, the pregame show. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz, former Badger Brad Nortman. Riley Yauch is our producer. He also hosts the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day postgame show immediately after the final whistle with our friend Corey Sparks from ESPN Beaver Dam. And now from 620 WTMJ as well. Congratulations to Corey on his new role. If I wouldn't have stumbled over saying that, it would have probably been more impactful for him to hear that message. Enough of me. Let's go ahead. Let's play our favorite game on the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day pregame show. Usually we incorporate the fans at our tailgates or out at establishments around the Madison area. Since we're in the studio this morning, it's up to the three of us to try to figure out what Scani says.
It's time to play Scani Says. Brought to you by Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Wisconsin College Game Day. No one out pizzas the Hut. Give it up for Jesse Nelson.
Oh, thanks, big voice guy. Appreciate that. But I'm actually going to yield the responsibilities today so I can be a good member of the team. Since Brad Mertzi and I are back for the first time all season, together the three of us on the pregame show, let's throw it over to our celebrity guest host, Riley Yauch.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. It's good to be here. Good to be here. So, for my category today, you guys all know the rules. When you think of Indiana football, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Basketball?
Indiana football.
Well played. Well played.
Antoine Randall L.
What about recent history?
Cignetti.
Thank you. That's the answer I was looking for. Okay. So Cignetti is typically the first thing you think of when it comes to Indiana football at present. So
basketball.
Right. Indiana football. Basketball.
So I don't know if you've seen their shirts based off Kurt Cignetti's name that look like a cigarette carton. So we are going with the top 5 cigarette brands.
Are you kidding
me? In America.
Oh, wow.
For our category today.
Is this even legal?
I don't know. We're rolling with it, though, because that's the
rules
category.
About this, like, decades
1971,
ago?
I think that this practice ended.
The Surgeon General says that smoking cigarettes causes cancer. Okay. I think we're good. So we're going to start, and this is based on statistics. This is not a poll. This is statistical, so you can't get mad at the top 5 brands here.
Wow.
And let's go youngest to oldest, Jesse Nelson, you're first.
Guys, I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. I don't know anything about Marlboro.
That is number 1. Hey! Marlboro is number 1.
What's the one I see at the gas station a lot that the people? It's got an animal. What's the animal? It's an animal.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Camel.
Camel is number 3.
I got nothing
else, guys.
You have
one and three.
I got nothing.
Well, wait, you got a strike
out. Still got a strike. Yeah, yeah. Still got to throw out a guess.
Let's say a vape.
That is incorrect. No vape.
No Zen.
Okay. That does not count. Yeah. Brad.
All right. Well, you took the two I was thinking of.
Sorry.
Swisher Sweets is the other one, but I think those are like cigars.
Those are cigarillos.
Yeah. Cigarillo?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I've had some Swishers before.
Lucky Strike is an old brand, but I don't know if that's still a thing. I'll go with Lucky Strike.
Lucky Strike is number five.
Hey!
Okay.
Good answer.
That's from Mad Men. I remember like Mad Men, the TV show.
Right, advertising
that.
You have one, three, and five off the board. So Marlboro, Camel, and Lucky Strikes.
Two and four. Now I'm really tapped out. How about I don't even know. I can't even think of
just
another.
Make
brand.
Something up.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I can't think of another brand.
That is incorrect.
Yeah,
that's all right. Mertzi's got it.
Two and four still on the board.
We got to win some Pizza Hut.
Newport.
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
Newport is number two.
Wow.
All that's remaining is number four.
My heart is beating.
Come on, Mertzi. We've never won this game before.
I got two in mind, so I'm trying to just.
Can you workshop them? Can we workshop?
Yes.
We can huddle. So yep. I'm thinking either Winston's or American Spirit.
Never heard of either.
Okay. I've heard of.
I think.
I will give you a hint. One of those is correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
all right.
All right. So the Packers play the Giants with Jameis Winston tomorrow.
I mean,
but
Winston's the longer running brand.
I think I've seen Winston before. I've never heard of the American.
But he's been talking about Rocky IV all day, which
American
is the American
spirit.
Oh, that's a good point.
I think we should go with Winston.
I like Winston.
Okay.
Is that your final answer?
Do it.
Winston.
Winston is incorrect. Oh. Natural American Spirit is number four on the list. You were so close, but yet so far.
Rocky.
Man. Wow.
That actually got me excited. That was fun.
That was fun. Wild category.
Who's paying the fine for that one?
I'll take it. Probably have the least amount of money here, but but I came up with the category, so I'll own it.
I don't know if I feel great about that.
ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. That's Scotty Says.
It's a hell of an effort.
More risque category, I'd say, what we've done all season long.
Signetti. Cigarettes.
I don't know if Pizza Hut wants to be a part of this, but I'm going to tell you about them anyway. Pizza Hut delivers a win every time with the Big Dinner Box. Just $19.99. That's two medium one-topping pizzas, eight boneless wings, five breadsticks. Feed the whole team for one unbeatable price. Find the nearest location or order online at pizzahut.com. Feed good times only from Pizza Hut. No one out pizzas the Hut. Yep. All right, time to turn the page on that. Wisconsin in second-ranked Indiana. Badgers 29.5-point underdogs. We will continue to talk about that game as well as share our national predictions. And now I get to officially file my grievance on how we've done these stupid picks all season long. How is Brad still at 25 right? He missed like half the shows. I still don't understand how he's up to 25. It's ridiculous. We're going to pick our national picks and continue the countdown. Our final thoughts on Wisconsin and Indiana, all straight ahead on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Count you down to Wisconsin and second-ranked Indiana. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz, former Badger Brad Norman. Brought to you in part by Celebrations Entertainment. With Celebrations Entertainment, planning events has never been easier. They have complete event services for weddings, corporate events, nonprofit events, outdoor movies, casino nights, and much more fun. Visit CelebrationsEntertainment.com to get started today. Celebrations Entertainment, fun, memorable events. And how about this for a fun, memorable event the other night? We're sitting down at Vintage Brewing Company next door here from the ESPN Madison office, and I look across the bar, and who do I see? It's Jeffrey from Celebrations Entertainment. That guy is everywhere. There wasn't wasn't even an event going on. He was just hanging out. Derek Engler, Riley, oh, there's Jeffrey from Celebration Entertainment. He's our guy. We appreciate him and all the effort from the team at Celebration
Entertainment. Wait, he was there on Thursday?
Yeah, did you not see
him? No, I didn't see him at all.
We were waving to him, saying hi and goodbye. Yeah, Jeffrey was hanging around the other side of the bar as we were down there with Derek doing our show prep for the Barry Alvarez show.
Well, if Jeffrey's listening, I'm sorry, Jeffrey. I missed you.
You owe him a hug now.
Yep.
Jeffrey from Celebrations Entertainment. Appreciate Celebrations Entertainment, the big screen that we have at our ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day tailgate with all the best games in the country going on each and every week. Courtesy of Celebrations Entertainment. They make events outstanding. Fun, memorable events with Celebrations Entertainment. All right, let's get to the most controversial portion of our pregame show this season. I guess except for naming the...
That's saying a lot after cigarette brand.
Yeah, I guess outside of what we just did, this would be the most controversial thing. And that is our national game picks of the week.
It is time to get into our national game picks of the week. And before we can do that, we got to look at the scoreboard. And right now, Mertzi, even though he had a rough week, is still just on top. He is 2 points ahead of Jesse Nelson. 30-28 for Jesse. Brad had the best week of the bunch. He got 3 points. He's up to 25.
Hawaii was the big one.
And
Hawaii
I know
was big, yeah.
I suck at picking games.
You're the only one who's been here for like all the shows.
I'm dead last. See, so I picked the Badgers a few times early when I shouldn't have.
That cost me a lot of points.
Yeah. And I just pick with my heart too much, and I don't look at the spreads. I don't look at who should actually win, and I'm just like, no, I want this team to win. Then I pick them, and they suck, and they don't win. So Jesse, what's your big gripe, man?
I just don't understand how, like, Mertz wasn't on the pregame show last week.
Yep.
Brad wasn't on the pregame show, like, 6 weeks in a row.
Yep.
There was a week I was gone, and I don't remember getting a text saying, what are your picks for the week? And it's like, oh, that's kind of what happens. And so, I feel like we haven't really played fairly.
Hmm.
And even despite that, I've overcome all the obstacles, and to be just 2 points back of the lead is a real testament to my bravery and my stalwart courage.
Big words.
Stalwart courage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should just take that as a very awesome underdog overcoming adversity story for yourself. And just appreciate that fact.
We'll remember this at the end of the season. We'll remember this.
Embedded excuses if someone comes in last.
Exactly. So Brad had a similar gripe at one point in the season when he was gone for so many times. And the reason I ended up giving Brad points to equalize, I brought him up to my point total because I had forgotten to ask him his picks.
That's not right.
For the weeks.
Brad may know nothing about college football. We can't just assume that he was going to get 3 out of 4 right every week. Like,
that's the thing. I didn't assume that. I assumed he would at least do as well as I had, and I had done horrible. I was
dead
last.
He brought me to the worst person.
So I brought him up to my level. Yeah, thank you. No worries.
Lovingly.
Exactly. And, Jesse, I believe you still submitted your picks when you weren't here.
Yeah, even though I was unprompted. Yeah, that's, again, stalwart courage.
Exactly. Yeah. So it sounds like you were not gypped at all. Brad, if anyone, has the biggest case here because he was only brought up to the lowest level, and he is still on the comeback train, only 5 points behind the leader and 3 points behind you. So,
all right, enough about the rules. Let's pick some games.
Some good ones today, starting with number 9, Notre Dame at number 22, Pitt. College Game Day is there. It's looked like a fun College Game Day episode for sure. The guy missed the kick this morning for Pitt. It was bad. It was really bad. But beautiful backdrop. So, Notre Dame fighting for their playoff lives. Pittsburgh Panthers, who you got? Let's go around the table, starting with Brad.
I got Notre Dame. Even with College Game Day there, Pitt doesn't have much of a home field advantage. They haven't really played anybody, and Notre Dame has everything to play for. They got to win out to make the college football playoffs, so give me Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'm with the Irish here, too. I know Pitt's got some new life with Mason Hinch with the freshman quarterback, but CJ Carr and the Irish.
I'll make it a clean sweep for Notre Dame. Has Pittsburgh ever played a game where it wasn't cloudy?
That's a really good question.
If you tell me, Pitt has had some good games that they've hosted.
Yeah.
And every time I've watched a Pittsburgh college football game, it is like a cloudy, dreary, cold day. It could be the middle of September or the Thanksgiving weekend. It's always cloudy in Pittsburgh, and it's cloudy again today.
Yeah, I think the only I've seen some night games where Pitt has played in, and that's
it's
it. But you can't tell.
Cloudy.
That's the thing. You can't tell. Clean sweep across the board. I got the Irish today. I also can't remember Pitt winning a big game, so I got Notre Dame. Now, number 11, Oklahoma, playing in Tuscaloosa. Number 4, Alabama. Both teams fighting for their playoff hopes and aspirations. Alabama's pretty solid right now, but Oklahoma, a loss, and whoop, they're probably done. Sooners or Tide? Jesse, we'll start with you.
Whoop! Oklahoma's done. Give me the Crimson Tide at home. Ty Simpson's the real deal, and anyone who was saying Kalen DeBoer doesn't know what he's doing, taking over for Nick Saban, you're wrong! They are going to be just fine. He wins everywhere he goes. Alabama takes it at home over Oklahoma big today.
Yeah, turn the calendar back a year ago, and this is the game that took Alabama out of the playoff with that 24-3 loss in Norman. They're going to come up big today. This is a roll tide.
Yeah, Bama stumbled early to FSU, but since then they have been rolling and no looking back. Give me Bama, especially at home.
All right, this is not great for our picks. I'm also picking Bama. I'm not going to be gaining much ground. Finally, in the Big Ten, number 21, Iowa, number 17, USC out in SoCal. Again, very large playoff implications. Losers done. Winner still has an outside chance of sneaking in an at-large bid. Trojans, Hawkeyes, Brad, you're up.
Weather forecast in L.A., 60 an inch or two of rain.
Oh,
it's
going to
be a nasty,
rain in LA.
Nasty LA game. Perfect for the Iowa Hawkeyes. You look at Iowa, they might have two or three losses. Close losses to all great teams. I think Iowa's a very good team. Give me Iowa.
I'm going to go with the horseshoes and hand grenades theory on this one. They've lost 12 straight against ranked opponents. Iowa has. I think that they lost their chance last weekend. I believed in them. I put my hopes behind the Hawkeyes. They disappointed me. This is USC.
I really was hoping Mertzi would pick Iowa because I wanted USC. I think Iowa's quarterback ups and downs. USC is more consistent across the board. And USC, don't sleep on them with a playoff chance. They're the 17th ranked. They got two losses this year, but they could win their way to backdoor into the playoff as a third Big Ten team in there. So I'm going to say, or maybe a fourth Big Ten team, I'm going to take USC. I'm going to take the Trojans at the Coliseum at home, though the rain is coming.
Yeah, I like USC. I think Lincoln Riley, finally, it seems like things are starting to click out there with the Trojans, but gritty weather, it's California. The teams that travel from the central time zone out west, they're not nearly as affected. Wisconsin had this team on the ropes last year. Iowa, big over USC today. The Hawkeyes roll. And that'll do it for our national picks.
So there won't be a lot of movement really this week. Just you and Brad.
No, it really comes down to Brad or to Iowa USC.
Yeah,
I will say the interesting next week, Wisconsin Illinois, our final one of Wisconsin. Those are two pointers where let's see if anyone's brave enough.
This will be the Badgers.
And we still need to decide on a punishment. Yeah. The last place. Or we don't actually.
Right.
Really running out of time
on that one. Picks are brought to you by Pepsi. Enjoy Pepsi, a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Get game day ready with Pepsi, the taste that scores every time. Try Pepsi Zero Sugar, the perfect drink for your tailgate party, and great as a tasty mixer. On Wisconsin, Pepsi, proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Final thoughts on Wisconsin and number 2, Indiana, coming your way next on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Almost out of time here. Quick check of the injury report brought to you by Orthopedic and Spine Centers of Wisconsin. Their Saturday Sports Injury Clinic has you covered. Skip the emergency room circus. Get expert care from the pros who know sports injuries. Walk in any Saturday, 9 to 11:30 a.m. at their location off the Beltline, and get back in the game. Of course, the injury report with Danny O'Neill leaving last week's game after he started it. Carter Smith gets your start at quarterback today for the Wisconsin Badgers. Adam Mertz, what do you think this means for the Badgers' offense today against the second-ranked team in the country, the Indiana Hoosiers?
Well, I mean, I guess if nothing else, you have some clarity. And they did rally behind Carter Smith last week, and I love his tenacity out there and his spirit. Guys have rallied around him. So at least, if nothing else, just like on the defensive side of the ball, you're seeing young guys out there that might give you some hope for what lies ahead for Wisconsin football.
Yeah, I'm internally recruiting for 2026 already. So I just want to see these young guys rise to the occasion, have a fight, have a heartbeat, and play tough and use that to build for next year, because this will be hopefully the first of many big opponents they're playing against. And I want to see them rise to that occasion.
Injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic and Spine Centers of Wisconsin. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Remember, save money, save the planet. Ditch the energy bill and make the switch over to Everlight Solar, your local solar energy company based in Madison. Visit everlightsolar.com to learn more and make the switch today. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Final thoughts on Wisconsin and Indiana, two programs going in different directions. Adam Mertz.
I'm actually really excited to see this Indiana team and this program. I had a chat yesterday with a son of one of my old college friends, Colin Bouchard, who's a junior down at Indiana. Just what that program has done for that university and the enthusiasm on campus. It was super cool to hear about. People are going to games. They're engaged in games. He thinks of them as a football school now. He's like, it's just an amazing transformation. So to see that energy and think back about what Barry did here, it translates so much. There's so many parallels between these two.
Yeah, I got my master's of finance from the University of Indiana, from their business school.
That's a great business school.
How
about a drop?
So
I kind of like seeing Indiana.
Wow.
I kind of like seeing Indiana do well. Except for today. Go Hoosiers? No, go Badgers. It's cool to see them do well. I love seeing other people at the top, other than Ohio State and Penn State and Oregon. Indiana, such a fun story to watch. Go Badgers today, but I think back to reality a little bit for Wisconsin today.
Want to see Carter Smith play well? Want to see the freshman on defense play well? Just extend the game, keep Wisconsin in it, and stay close. I think there is such thing as a moral victory today, and we can see if Wisconsin can pull that off against the Indiana Hoosiers as 29.5-point underdogs today in Bloomington. A reminder, after the final whistle, hands up for the first time since week one, everybody. I pledge
to tune in
to the post-game show.
To the post-game show.
Riley out, Corey Sparks at Pooley's over on the east side of Madison, one of my favorite
spots.
I might have to stop out there and enjoy a Coors Light with the
fellas.
Can't
wait to celebrate the most improbable win in Wisconsin Badgers history.
Yes! All right, woo! ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Great to have everybody back. This has been awesome. Brad Nortman, Adam Mertz, Riley Auk, I'm Jesse Nelson. Tune in after the game for the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day postgame show live from Pooley's on the east side of Madison. Thanks so much for joining us on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.